Former Utah Governor John Huntsman admits when he was in office, he took some risks. One of them was publicly endorsing same-sex civil unions.
I spoke out on civil unions, and I did it because I fundamentally believe that equality is an American value. And you take some slings and arrows, but I think the community maybe after that had some conversations, are still having a conversation.
Those conversations have led to a stronger LGBT community across the state and built up dozens of new partners who support it. Over the past 12 years, Equality Utah's annual Allies Dinner has grown from a small sit-down at Denny's to Thursday's gathering of over 2,000 at the Salt Palace. Huntsman says equality under the law should be the end goal. However, he stopped short of saying he believes a nationwide civil union law would be the best policy.
Each state might end up doing a little differently. But what's important here is people having a conversation about inclusiveness and about fairness and about equality under the law.
Neither Governor Gary Herbert nor Democrat Peter Cook, his opponent in the upcoming November election, support civil unions. But Equality Utah's executive director, Brandy Balkin, says work will continue.
It doesn't necessarily serve us to say, where's our ideal candidate? What serves us is to say, how can we continue to move this conversation forward? How can we continue to provide protections for our residents? And that's what Equality Utah does. Politics is a very difficult, very trying process, and I respect anyone who's involved in it, and I also support anyone for being true to their deeply held religious beliefs.
Thursday's dinner raised over $250,000 for Equality Utah. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.